Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory, all with great warranties. Pre-owned vehicles with the Sunbury Motors guarantee that makes the buying process so much easier. And obviously a great service department that takes care of everything from routine oil changes, inspections, and of course anything difficult, diagnostics. They handle it all. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And we could have played all three of Paredes' home runs last night, but a Yankee fan runs this part of the show, so here's the play-by-play call of the day.
The 2-2 to Shohei Ohtani! He has done it! Wow! Way back! We are tied up, his second three-run jack of the night!
Segoy! Shohei! The power! Shohei, the tie game! What a swing! Two three-run home runs! A mammoth home run! Shohei, unbelievable! The unicorn does it again!
Yippee-ki-yay, Shohei!
It's not like I chose a random home run. He had eight RBIs last night. Tied the game.
He had two. The other guy had three. All right. It's the 638th time in the history of baseball somebody has hit three. Second time it's ever happened against the Yankees. And you pick a guy that hit two. The call was fun. That was really good. That call was a lot of fun. They threw a lot into it, I'll say that.
They always do, it seems like.
Ooh, goodness gracious. All right. Spikes, by the way, are going to welcome their 2 millionth fan. So what they're going to do is they're going to, starting tomorrow's game, they are going to pick, you know, people will register, and they're going to pick one person. And then they'll pick another person on Friday, another person on Saturday. Then when they come back on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of July, same thing, 1-1-1. And out of those six, on the 3rd of July at the end of the game, you're going to pick out the 2 millionth fan to get through the turnstiles. And they're going to get lifetime season tickets. They get to choose the seats they want. They get to get a night in the in one of the suites every single year. They get one of those. I mean, they get the gift certificates to the off the rack outfitters, their store there. I mean, they got a lot going on.
I saw this. This is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really fun. I think it's really well done. Well,
absolutely,
put together, you know. And I think it's great. I'm looking forward to it. I think that'll be a blast. So, yeah, it leads right into the 4th of July weekend, and that's really cool. Really cool. All right. Just concerned about the... Well, looking at the weather forecast for tonight, they were talking about it raining at 6 o'clock earlier, and now it's going back to 7:30. That's a good thing. All right. Okay. I can live with that. I can definitely live with that. See, this happens all the time around here. Some, you know, there'll be people like, oh, what about the weather? What about the weather? And then they start the game on time. Like, okay. Okay. Check the radar here. Let's see, there's a couple of Russian ICBMs, so I'm not really that worried about the thunderstorms. All right, no, I'm just kidding.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
It's not really. Like, there's one little cell that forms and then kind of pops through, and then 6 o'clock, nothing. 6 o'clock, gone. There you go. I always have to check that out every day. It's one thing when you do baseball, you start to become an expert on weather. An expert at reading radar. It's all part of the deal. Now, I go to a different weather site. It tells me that it's currently raining. I was just outside. I said, no. I was just outside. No. I worry about that stuff. There you are. Okay. So any other complaints? You complain about Goodell testifying. I'm sorry. What a waste of time to have Goodell testify before Congress. It's an NFL league problem. It's not a congressional problem about the Washington Commanders. Who cares? Hey, what's going on there is bad. It's up to them. They have a procedure in place where they can remove an owner. So, if they feel it meets muster, they can get 24 votes, they can get rid of them. Yeah. Right?
There you go.
Why is Congress even involved? They have a procedure to remove him as an owner. Okay. That's fine. And since you have a procedure in place, make it work.
And Congress doesn't even know what that procedure is, which, as you just mentioned, they need 24 votes.
I mean, come on.
And then we're jumping around asking about Deflategate, Tom Brady, David Portnoy being banned from NFL games. I mean, like I said in the first hour, this thing was just a total clown show.
Well, that's why, you know, to be honest with you, you want to know why I've stopped paying attention to a lot of things? I pay attention to a lot, but I pick and choose now what I pay attention to. And it's because I know you do get to a point in your life and your career where you know what's serious and what's not. That's not serious. So I'm not going to pay attention to it. It's a waste of time. It's a complete waste of time. So I'm not going to waste my time looking into it. It does get to that point where you do sit back and say, you know what? Sorry, I'm not going to get involved in that. It's a waste of time. You pick out what you think is serious and what's not. That's why there are certain elements I talk about in the show and I don't talk about in the show. You know, I've always used the comical example, and it's only just for comedic reasons, but like all these talk shows, who's got the greater legacy, LeBron or Brady? Like, you know, are you kidding me? I do that, okay? If I do that, I should be like run off the show. I mean, simple as that. I should be run out of here if I ever did a show like that. Now, what's important? TV contract for the Big Ten. We talk a lot about that. That's important. NIL, important. Transfer portal, important. Who's got the greatest legacy? It's like, sorry, I can't take you seriously. I won't listen to it. I can't take that stuff seriously. That's like talk shows for 5-year-olds. Yeah, I don't want to sit here and appeal to the lowest common denominator. Audience is way smarter than that. That's why you sit back after a while and you figure out what's important and what's not. Yeah? That congressional hearing today, not important. These people can't do anything about it. What are they going to do? We're going to call Daniel Snyder. To do what? What are you going to do? Take the franchise away from them? The government can't take the franchise away from them. Come on. Stop wasting time and wasting money. The NFL can go about its business like the NBA did with Donald Sterling, and they can remove him. And I think based on everything that's gone to this point, if I'm one of the NFL owners, I would seriously consider the vote to say, for yes, to remove him. I think Roger would concur with me. It's a big Commanders fan.
Yes, he would.
But he is embarrassing the league repeatedly the way Sterling was with the NBA. It may be a different topic to a point. But that's what you have to do. I mean, but it's not something Congress needs to get involved in. Just do your job. I feel like, you know, like bringing Belichick in and having him look at everybody. Look, everybody in here just do your jobs. A frustrating group down there. They think the entire world, by the way, revolves around 10 square miles. It's a vast, big country here. All right? We can settle a lot of stuff on our own.
Where's John Hara? We need to send him down there, too.
Well, and they're, you know, I mean, let's face it. I mean, we have to deal with the suit. We know how to solve problems.
You got more to give, Steve Jones.
I'm trying every day, John. Every day. You know? Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right, great to have you with us on the show today. Talking a lot about the NBA draft. Phillies have been playing great, but the Mets have been playing great. Scherzer just had a good rehab start with Binghamton and said afterward, I'd rather be a Met than a Rumble Pony. Don't blame him. That's the entire goal. Avalanche and Lightning play game four tonight.
I think tonight determines the series.
Well, could. What happens is the Lightning are playing at home. The Avalanche, this again, you talk about adjustments. Remember, it's always easier for players to absorb adjustments when they've lost. It is not as easy for players to absorb adjustments when they've won. So now it's Colorado that has to adjust. And the key for Colorado is use your speed and also somehow get Nathan MacKinnon untracked. He has hit a drought as a goal scorer, and he is a legitimately great goal scorer. And they're going to have to somehow use their speed to get themselves out of that rut with the Tampa forecheck. The Astros lead the Mets 5-3 at the end of 5.5 in Houston. Jays lead the White Sox 9-1 bottom of the seventh. Phillies and Rangers are scoreless in the bottom of the first. D-backs and Padres scoreless top of the first. And later tonight, Cubs play the Pirates, Red Sox, Tigers, Yankees, Rays. Let's see who goes for your team tonight.
It's Jordan Montgomery tonight.
Against the former Pirates, Shane Baz. Shane Baz will be on the mound. And again, you're the former State College Spike getting the job done for you.
That's right.
Clay Holmes. Yankee team ERA is 2.88. Team batting average 2.47. Wow. Tampa Bay's team ERA is 3.16. Not bad. Chapman's on the 15-day IL. I'd shift him to the 60-day just to do it.
I'm with you, to be honest with you.
Let's see. LeMahieu, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton, Donaldson, Carpenter, Kiner, Falefa, Trevino, and Gallo will be your lineup tonight. Let's see. How many times has Gallo struck out this year? 72 times.
I was afraid to ask that number.
His projected strikeout number. Here's his projected numbers. He is projected now to hit 21 home runs. He is projected to strike out 179 times.
Ouch. But sadly, not surprising.
But he's a great defensive player, though. Gallo's a really good defensive
player.
Yeah,
he's made a couple. I think he had a really nice catch either the night before, I think it was, or last night.
Yeah, he's a really good defensive player. And at the plate, hey, look, he's two for his last 12. But the two were really good hits. All right, so, that's your guy. Hey, he's batting ninth for a reason. Isaac Paredes. What a year he's had. He's hit 3 home runs last night. Wow. Severe weather alert. Until 5:15, what's going on now? A strong thunderstorm will impact southeastern Center County through 5:15. High winds, 50 to 55. Pea-sized hail. Source, radar indicated.
Oh, my almighty!
Gusty winds could knock down tree limbs, blow around unsecured objects. Well, I better hunker down here if that's the case. Meanwhile, the minute cast says it's not supposed to rain till 8 o'clock. All right, so, good.
Not doing anything here. I just checked outside.
Yeah. It's not doing anything here either. Well, it comes down. I'm looking at the radar here. Ooh, it shows the suit's going 82.
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells found.
Well, I'm just telling you, it's yeah. Now the draft is going to be tomorrow. We're going to run through some draft stuff for you. The NBA draft doesn't bring with it any drama, intrigue, anything like that. I mean, every once in a while you get something dumb that happens, like a team drafts Markelle Fultz, or you'll get something dumb happen, like a team drafts Mikal Bridges, then trades him 10 minutes later. Try and think what all those things have in common. Oh, well. Can you think of it? No?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Sadly.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. But, yeah, we'll run through it. And the I think Jabari Smith's going to be the first pick, by the way. I do. When it's all said and done. And on this show, there's a lot more said than done. But, yeah, that's how I look at and I think Chet Holmgren will go second. And Jaden Ivey will be the fourth pick. Banchero will go third, and Jaden Ivey will go fourth. And after that, it gets a little exciting. Yeah? A little. Well, only a little. It's the NBA draft, and the second round is like, okay. But, yeah. Let me give you a name of a player that I think could have a good NBA career. Okay? And that's Malachi Branham for Ohio State. Malachi Branham's only 19 years old. Now, the two negatives are he's not a great athlete, which then in turn means he's not a terrific defender. So, but his shooting percentage is good. He's got extended range. The biggest problem is that he actually has a flat shot. Now, here's a guy everybody loves, Max Christie. I waited to watch Max Christie at Michigan State all year and saw him three times in person. You know what I kept waiting for? Him to play the way they told us he was supposed to play. He never did.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory, all with great warranties. Maybe it's screaming in the budget that you have to go out and get a pre-owned vehicle. Well, make sure it's with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. That way it eases the entire buying process, eases your mind. And a great service department to back it all up. That's because it's a one-stop vehicle shopping. And whether it's inspections, routine, maintenance, oil changes, they handle it all. And, of course, they also can take care of diagnostics. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Sixers have the 23rd overall pick in tomorrow night's draft, which means they have no shot at getting better. It's all really going to be for them and others about what happens in free agency. There's no help in this draft, especially at 23. They're not going to be getting any help at 23. Just not going to. I mean, this draft isn't built that way. Right? Jabari Smith's a really good player at one. Holmgren's a really good player at two. Banchero is good but limited at three. Ivy's a great athlete at four. Then you got some other guys like Keegan Murray. Keegan Murray, you know, you talk about, but these are all top 10 guys. Keegan Murray can play right now. Keegan Murray is a draft and play guy right away. At Iowa, Murray's really good. Probably more of a four in the NBA. Because he's 6'8", but is a very good player. Believe it or not, you know what one of his biggest concerns happens to be? He's 22. To me, that's a plus. I mean, he's a shooter. He's efficient. He's going to get stronger as time goes. He's got a little more athleticism. And, you know, as we saw in the Jordan Center on that dunk at the end of regulation, his athleticism is above average. Smart defender. But he's 21, almost 22, and that's a negative. Like, oh, please. That's a plus. Let me give you a name that if I'm the Sixers at 23 and he's available, that I would take a flyer on. E.J. Liddell of Ohio State.
I'm with you. He's one of the few guys that I have on my radar.
He is a really good defender. He's active as a shot blocker. He is a really good position rebounder. Now, he doesn't have great speed. And at the combine, you know one of the problems with the combine? I mean, he's got 12% body fat. That's a little high for what they want. But this guy, to me, is a really good inside-out player. Now, I know as a shooter, he pushes it a little bit. I mean, I don't know. How many E.J. Liddell games have I broadcast in my career? But he's, you know, he kind of pushes it a little bit, but it's his shot. He knows how to shoot it. And he might be available at 23, and he could help the Sixers. That might be a way to go, because he's not a five. He'd be a four and would be a compliment to Joel. That's how I look at it.
And that's what the Sixers need.
I mean, like, let's take the Celtics. You know what the Celtics need? They need a playmaking guard. Well, they're not going to. The Celtics don't have a first round pick this time around. They're not going to get that guy in the draft. They're going to have to get that guy in free agency. I mean, there's so many guys in this draft that should have gone back to school. Caleb Houston of Michigan should have gone back. Musa Diabate should have gone back. I mean, it benefits Penn State. They don't want to face him anymore. But there's a couple of guys in this draft, for example, that are Big Ten players, like Ron Harper Jr. I think he's destined for the G League. I think that Bryce McGowan's of Nebraska, he might be picked late in the first round, but I think he ends up for at least a period of time in the G League. It's just the way the league is. And Banchero, you know, again, we see all this, you know, all the hype on the guys that say Banchero. All right, well, now you're going to get to play with the big guys in the neighborhood. All right? And guess what? I mean, you look at him, and you got to look at him as an NBA player. He's good. He's good. There's no getting around it. And he's big and he's strong. And he's a very good passer. Not great shooting range. Not a shot blocker. Not a great rebounder. I mean, again, remember the buildup for him, but this is the reality. Yeah, I think people thought when he went to Duke he was going to be a franchise NBA guy. Well, guess what? He's going to be a part of an NBA team. He's not going to be a franchise guy. He's not a franchise guy. Now you had a chance to watch him. He's a good passer. He's a good scorer. He's not a great rebounder. He is not an active shot blocker. And he's going to have to play three in the NBA. He's not, like, you look at the athleticism of a Jaden Ivey. That's not Banchero. He's not an athlete on that level. Even the kid from Kentucky, Shaden Sharp. Sharp and Ivey are the two best, quote, athletes in this draft. And Sharp, by the way, to his credit, nobody knows how he's going to do. But the 3 days of the combine in Chicago, he was outstanding. Now, whether it's three great days, who knows? I mean, because you look at, I'll give you a guy. You can put together a run. Hey, remember Johnny Juzang at UCLA? When they went to the championship game against Baylor? And that 3 weeks in Indianapolis or in Indiana? Right? Juzang was great. Guess what? Those are the best 3 weeks of his career. He actually took a step back this year. I think he's going to, I mean, not just a question of him playing in the NBA. He might have to actually play overseas.
By the way, Bucknell's Nate Sestina just signed the contract to play over in Turkey.
Good. I would subscribe to Babbel. That way he can communicate. But good for him. You can make good money overseas. And depending on how it's worked out, they can work it out where you have an apartment. They can work it out where you have a vehicle. Where now, like, the money you're making is your money. So, there you go. So I hope that gives you a better idea where some of these guys fall in. But I think, to me, if I'm sitting, you got to think about where you're drafting and who might be available in that spot. If I'm drafting in the Sixers spot at 23 and E.J. Liddell is available, I would give that a long, long look.
What about Moore from Duke?
Well, let's talk about Moore from Duke, because Moore from Duke went out and to his credit, it took time over the years he was at Duke, but he got better. Where his best season was this past season. And I give him a lot of credit, because it just looked like after all these years, because this was his third year, and it looked like he finally figured everything out. He doesn't do anything great, all right? But guess what? When you watch him, he doesn't do anything great, but he doesn't hurt you in any area either. He doesn't have a lot of weaknesses. He's a good player. And I think that's a big plus, the fact that he is... He may not do anything great, but he doesn't have a lot of weaknesses. He's not the greatest shooter, but did he get better this year? Yeah. And guess what? He can handle the ball, so he's fine there. He's got experience. At 6'5", he's got some size, and guess what? He's not a bad defender. Now, the question is going to be with him, is he going to get any better? So when we're talking about a guy that's older, remember we were talking earlier about Murray's 21, about to be 22, right? The NBA, that's the biggest question you have about players when you draft. And I don't care if it's the NFL or the NBA. This is one of the biggest guesses any scout has, any coach has, any GM has, right? I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Okay, can they be better? Or is this as good as he gets? And see, that would be my biggest question with Moore. He is a solid player who can play now. And I think he'll be a solid player in his NBA career. I think he'll be solid the whole time. He can handle the ball. Yeah, his shooting is a little up and down, but he's better at it. But, you know, when you're talking about does he have what kind of upside, and he's got really, you feel like he's almost at his ceiling on upside right now. But he's one of those guys that will be available in the Sixers pick. He's probably like a 25 to 40 guy in that range. How about that?
I wouldn't hate that for the Sixers.
No,
if
like
he's available
said,
at 23.
He is a good, solid player who, to his credit, over time has worked and worked and worked. And I was listening to Mike Krzyzewski's town hall driving back from Williamsport a week ago, and Wendell Moore's name came up. And he talked about how the first couple of years they just... You know, he's there, and they can see some things, but it's not coming together, and that to his credit, he kept working in the offseason, made his game better, and really improved himself this year, and that was Mike Krzyzewski's evaluation of him. There. Hope that gives you a better idea. Going to have Rob Beer Temple on tomorrow. We're going to talk a lot about the word potential tomorrow. Because the Pirates have brought up a lot of young players, including O'Neill Cruz. And guess what? I mean, so far, off to a good start. Long way to go, but off to a good start. We'll come back, wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Look, the NBA game is dramatically different than the college game. And let me give you a graphic example. When I talk about Kofi Coburn's not going to make it, and I just don't think he's going to get drafted, he's just not going to make it. Only two teams in the NBA this year finished a possession in a post-up more than 7% of the time. Now, number one, of course, was Philadelphia, Joel Embiid. And Philadelphia led the NBA at 8.4% of their possessions ending in a post-up. There's only two teams over 7%. Philadelphia led at 8.4%. College basketball had 207 teams finish above that threshold, and Wyoming did it over and over again. 28.6% of their possessions ended in a post-up. The rules are just different between the college and between college basketball and the NBA. And because they are different, the big man's going to have a place in college basketball. But right now, on a consistent basis, you're not going to see the big man in the NBA dominate. And the weird part about Kofi Coburn, he probably could have made more money going back to Illinois than actually going to the NBA draft. And there are a lot of people who think he goes undrafted tomorrow night. And I feel the same way. But the NBA game? No. And look at the Big Ten. I mean, Zach Edey back to Purdue. Hunter Dickinson back to Michigan. Trace Jackson Davis back to Indiana. Now, Jackson Davis got COVID, but he said, look, I kind of took that as a sign. Maybe I should go back. And he's right. But that's just the way the difference between the college game and the NBA is dramatic. Just dramatic. Look at Drew Timmy. Great college player. NBA? No. So he went back to Gonzaga. Armando Bacot. Bacot's going back. Bacot's going to make a lot of NIL money. Like, all these guys are going to make, let's face it, Jackson Davis is going to make some NIL money. So's Dickinson. They're going to make some NIL money because, look, these guys are really good players, very popular in their respective campuses, and they have the brand on the front of the jersey, and they have a good brand on the back of the jersey. That's it.
You wonder, and now this is for all college sports, especially football and men's basketball. But
I know what you're going to ask.
How this is going to affect how many more 18, 19, 20-year-olds are we going to see try to make the leap to the NBA quickly, and now they're going to stay the full 4 years, and now you'll start to see the norm again of having 21 and 22-year-olds in the draft.
No, you know what, Matt? I don't think you're going to see that happen, and here's the reason why. I think the NBA is going to change. I think it's going to be in 2 years. They're going to change the rule on 18-year-olds being drafted, the ability to go from high school straight into the league. And I think because of that, you'll see people bypassing college And let's face it, if you were really good 1 year in college, you're going to take a first-round NBA pick every single time. I mean, Max Christie could, you know, play 1 year at Michigan State. He could go back. But he is borderline in the first round. And I think, in terms of his game, I'm like, you know, I mean, I saw Max play three times in person this year. And I kept, every time I left the arena, I was like wanting more because I just didn't see enough to say to me he's an NBA guy. I got 40 years of sitting courtside at these things. 41 coming up. You know, it's not like I get like a quick glimpse of something. Like Robert Williams, like for example, I thought he'd make it in the NBA because of the athleticism. I saw him play twice in person when he was at Texas A&M. I was like, man, this guy can finish. But he specifically has to play a certain way for the Celtics because Williams has no range. He can't shoot. But they already had those guys, so they filled in with another guy. But I think you bring up a good question. I think the bailout on NIL for some of these guys, Matt, is going to be they know that they're one of those borderline guys. And I mean borderline. I mean borderline first round and in some cases borderline free agent. And they know they can go back and get their money.
That'll certainly be where it starts, no question.
Right. But in terms of older guys being drafted, no. The younger guys, they all have one thing in mind, Matt. Whether they think they're ready to go out of high school or they think they need a year of college, the first second they have an inkling that they can be a first-round NBA pick, they're all going to go. I mean, Bryce McGowan's is a marginal first-round pick. He left Nebraska. He's in. I think he's going to start his career in the G League.